A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the disciples, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you will weep and mourn while the world rejoices. You will grieve, but your grief will become joy. When a woman is in labor, she is in anguish because her hour has arrived. But when she has given birth to a child, she no longer remembers the pain because of her joy that a child has been born into the world. So you also are now in anguish, but I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy away from you. On that day, you will not question me about anything. Amen, amen, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you." The Gospel of the Lord. Today we hear Jesus tell his disciples that they will suffer. Suffering is part of the human condition, and for those who follow him as his disciples, Jesus tells them, there will be greater suffering. But using the example of a woman in labor who forgets her pain after she gives birth to her child, Jesus gives us hope and promises us that our hearts will rejoice and no one will be able to take that joy away from us. I had a friend whose ministry was very challenging and increasingly difficult. When I asked her how things were going, she responded, "Terrible, thank God." It was only her faith that God was somehow in the midst of all the problems. And it was her hope that caused her to be convinced that God would bring good out of any bad situation, that kept her peaceful and steady throughout the difficult period she was going through. In the book, Uncommon Gratitude, Joan Chittister points out that every situation in life, every problem in life, even every evil in life, can be not only an occasion of grace, but an occasion for giving thanks and praise. And hallelujah. It is often only in retrospect that we can see the blessings that come from our suffering. We do not often see God walking beside us as we endure grief and pain. We do not often feel God's presence when we are depressed and lonely, when we are misunderstood or misjudged. But when we have the opportunity to look back over our experiences, we can often see that God was indeed walking beside us, so to speak. That it was God who gave us the strength to endure, the courage to go on, the blind faith to believe that somehow all would be well. Perhaps that is why wisdom is expected to come with age, since the longer we live, the more experiences we will have had to see the presence and providence of God at work in these experiences. Today, our reading calls us to take heart. If we are going through a very difficult situation, we are called to renew our faith that there is no problem, no suffering so great that our God cannot bring good out of it. To renew our hope that joy will come, not the joy that the world or anyone can give us or take from us, but the joy that Jesus promises that no one can take from us. We can ask for these gifts of faith and hope in Jesus' name, believing that what we ask the Father in his name will be given to us. And we can ask for the gift of wisdom, believing that, as Dag Hammarskjöld said, "Cry, cry if you must, but at the end of the road, you will say thank you."